The Pewaukee-based American Transmission Company, or ATC, contends a 345-kilovolt, 150-mile line would benefit southwest Wisconsin. Administrators say the proposed Badger Coulee transmission line could improve electrical system reliability, reduce energy congestion, and improve access to renewable energy. But ATC spokeswoman Sarah Justice says the project is far from a done deal.
We are announcing at this point in time to ensure that we allow sufficient time to go through a very detailed public process. ATC has a history that we've built of involving the public, involving communities, their local officials.
But the public includes two groups that are against the idea. The United Citizens Action Network and No CapEx 2020 are fighting another proposed transmission line in Minnesota that would extend to La Crosse. Attorney Carol Overland represents both groups. She says ATC's Badger Coulee line isn't needed.
I don't know what it's going to take to change the mindset of regulators and the general public, because electricity demand is down so far. It's going to be a long time before we ever need anything new again.
Overland says she's concerned more coal-fired power would be used as an energy source for the proposed line. ATC's Sarah Justice says the company will draw on a wide variety of energy sources. If ATC gets approved, the Badger Coulee transmission line could be built as early as 2018. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.